Listening 3. Safe topics in small talks. B. You will listen to one dialogue and two monologues on how people talk with each other to break the ice. After listening, decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T or F in the brackets. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, sir, but are you Mr. Green from Sydney?
Oh, yes. My name is Brian Green. I'm the purchasing manager of the Sydney Garment Limited Corporation. And you are?
My name is Paula.
How do you do, Paula?
How do you do? I work at the Guangzhou Textiles Company. I'm secretary to the general manager, Mr. Liu. I'm here to meet you on his behalf.
Thank you very much for coming to meet me.
My pleasure. Fine weather, isn't it?
Yes, it's lovely. Real November weather, sharp and bright.
Now, let's go and collect your luggage first. And after that, I'll accompany you to the Garden Hotel.
Okay, I'm in your hands. Let's go. Monologue 1.
Ice-breaking conversations are important because they are the first opportunities to identify and begin to grow connections with other people. Connections that may lead to business referrals in both the short and long term. The fear of small talk is a common objection, those who shy away from networking. Many people simply dread the thought of having to carry on conversations with people they don't know. It's easy to label these people as shy, but only a small minority of people is too shy to enjoy talking with others. Most people aren't afraid to talk. They are just intimidated by the task of finding something to talk about. For this reason, it's important for business owners to stay on top of pop culture and current events. The latest issues and stories in the news are great ways to break the ice and help you find common ground with a person you may never have met before and with whom you may not have much in common.
Monologue 2. So you've started the conversation once you talked about the weather. What do you say next? Remember that you want a mutual topic for the conversation, something that's relevant to both of you. Sometimes it could be, the metro is very busy or are quiet today. If there is nothing obvious to say, we talk about current events or offer a compliment. Current events, for example, holidays, news, sport, popular TV shows, travel, music. There are taboos for small talk. Never, ever mention money, politics, or religion. Small talk is by making people feel happy or comfortable, so it's best to ignore anything difficult. Today, we would talk about holidays. Holidays are happy time for most people, so they are a nice place to start. As for Christmas, I'll use it as an example. Before Christmas, we'll say, have you any plans for Christmas? Or, are you ready for Christmas? And after Christmas, we'll say, did you have a good holiday? Or, how was your Christmas? Hopefully, they will tell you something about their holiday. You could wish them a good day, or say you are glad they enjoyed it. You could ask them something that they've mentioned that shows you're interested. Then you must tell them something by yourself. It doesn't need to be personal. I didn't celebrate Christmas, but I'm looking forward to Spring Festival. C. Listen to the monologues again and answer the following questions. Monologue 1.
Ice-breaking conversations are important because they are the first opportunities to identify and begin to grow connections with other people. Connections that may lead to business referrals in both the short and long term. The fear of small talk is a common objection, those who shy away from networking. Many people simply dread the thought of having to carry on conversations with people they don't know. It's easy to label these people as shy, but only a small minority of people is too shy to enjoy talking with others. Most people aren't afraid to talk. They are just intimidated by the task of finding something to talk about. For this reason, it's important for business owners to stay on top of pop culture and current events. The latest issues and stories in the news are great ways to break the ice and help you find common ground with a person you may never have met before and with whom you may not have much in common.
Monologue 2. So you've started the conversation once you talked about the weather. What do you say next? Remember that you want a mutual topic for the conversation, something that's relevant to both of you. Sometimes it could be,
the metro is very busy or are quiet today.
If there is nothing obvious to say, we talk about current events or offer a compliment. Current events, for example, holidays, news, sport, popular TV shows, travel, music. There are taboos for small talk. Never, ever mention money, politics, or religion. Small talk is by making people feel happy or comfortable, so it's best to ignore anything difficult. Today, we would talk about holidays. Holidays are happy time for most people, so they are a nice place to start. As for Christmas, I'll use it as an example. Before Christmas, we'll say, have you any plans for Christmas? Or, are you ready for Christmas? And after Christmas, we'll say, did you have a good holiday? Or, how was your Christmas? Hopefully, they will tell you something about their holiday. You could wish them a good day, or say you are glad they enjoyed it. You could ask them something that they've mentioned that shows you're interested. Then you must tell them something by yourself. It doesn't need to be personal. I didn't celebrate Christmas, but I'm looking forward to Spring Festival.